Hello and welcome back to Aprende Inglés con la Teacher. Vamos a hacer hoy este inglés real en unos 10 minutitos, around 10 minutes. Soy la teacher Miss Claire y enseño inglés a hispanohablantes. Today you're going to learn a very short sentence in English, but one that the natives use all the time when they don't want to give a clear answer. Si estás dudando, esta es tu frase. It depends. Depende. At the end of this episode, I'm sure you'll be able to use it naturally and with confidence. Let's begin with a little warm-up, un poquito de calentamiento, warm-up, with this simple situation. Imagine this, or picture this. Podemos decir imagine this, imagínatelo, imagínate esto, o picture this. Es como que haces la foto en la cabeza, ¿no? A friend asks you, "Are you coming to the party tonight?" And you're not sure. You're tired, you might go, or you might not. So you say, "Well, it depends." Your friend can ask you, "It depends on what?" ¿No? ¿De qué depende? ¿De que vengas o no vengas? Could depend on your mood, tu estado de ánimo, on how tired you are, or it depends on the situation. Let's break it down. Entonces vamos a explicarlo, ¿no? Depende de los factores, ¿no? The answer changes according to the situation. Tenemos otra palabra que es maybe, que es tal vez, ¿no? Pero este maybe es cuando algo no es seguro, when you're not sure about something. Will you travel this summer? I don't know. So my answer is, well, maybe. Will you travel this summer? If there's a condition, I could say it depends on my job. It depends on my family situation. So it's not a clear yes, not a clear no. We have to know more factors to use it depends on. Remember, depends goes with the preposition on. Before giving you context in this very juicy story, you have to learn the word allegedly. Allegedly means presuntamente. So whenever you find yourself telling a story that is complicated and it could lead to a lawsuit, una demanda, remember the word allegedly. Let's go with our juicy story, juicy, algo jugoso, una historia que tenemos que desgranar aquí un poquito. Es una historia muy conocida y ha salido en prensa. My source is People Magazine. People Magazine. I'm going to give you some context. Te voy a poner en situación. I'm going to give you some context. It's about the actress Blake Lively. You might know her from Gossip Girl. She was Serena van der Woodsen. She was the blonde, the pretty blonde. She was cast in the film adaptation It Ends With Us. Cast es el elenco y to be cast, este verbo es que te han contratado para hacer esta película, obra de teatro. So the movie is called It Ends With Us. And it was directed by Justin Baldoni. Justin Baldoni, he's a producer, he's a director, and he's also an actor. You might know him from Jane the Virgin, Jane la Virgen, el show. Y él es Rafael. His character is Rafael. Blake Lively is married to Ryan Reynolds. Ella está casada con Ryan Reynolds. Married to, not married with, eso sería español total. It's married to Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds, the actor, which is Deadpool, is a very powerful man in Hollywood. He has many businesses. And at the same time, she is really close to Taylor Swift. They're friends. Okay, so during the production of the movie, Blake Lively, that she was just the actress, started to take an active role in influencing the film, like proposing script changes, offering input on the wardrobe, and other creative decisions. This means that she tried to change part of the script. The script is el guion de la película. Offering input on the wardrobe is the clothes that the actors and actresses were wearing. An actress or actor has nothing to do with the creative decision. They can say something, but it's the director's main job. So when tensions reportedly escalated between Lively and Baldoni, she immediately filed a lawsuit against Baldoni, accusing him of sexual harassment. Sexual harassment es acoso sexual. Entonces, cuando se vieron las tensiones entre ellos, ella le puso una demanda. Baldoni responded with a countersuit. Countersuit es una contrademanda, presenting extensive evidence to challenge her claims. Entonces, bueno, pues todo lo que ella decía, pues él ha hecho una demanda en contra. All of this, remember, is allegedly. I think Blake Lively, married to Ryan Reynolds, friends with Taylor Swift, is a very powerful figure in Hollywood and in general. They have lots of money and they have lots of influence. So Justin Baldoni is kind of David versus Goliath in this case. David and Goliath, David y Goliath, es un caso que bueno, pues él es pequeñito, David. Y Goliath es Goliath, el gigante. So that's your context. And today, People magazine published that Blake Lively's private text messages with Taylor Swift have surfaced in the ongoing legal dispute. Surfaces que han aparecido, ¿no? Salen a la superficie. In the ongoing legal dispute, that means ongoing, it's happening. It's going on right now. It's something that's happening. So ongoing, one word, ongoing legal dispute, disputa legal. The texts reveal behind-the-scenes tensions during the film production. In the messages, Blake Lively, allegedly, called Baldoni, and I quote here, hago las quote marks, que es como, y aquí cito textualmente, this doofus director of my movie, and I quote again, a clown who thinks he's a writer now. So she's insulting him by calling him doofus, que eso es como tonto, and clown, payaso. So she's been texting back and forth, saying mean things about Baldoni. Baldoni, in this case, and his legal team claim that Lively, Blake Lively, asked Taylor Swift to endorse a revised script.
Por si se nos ha olvidado, Blake Lively era la actriz, el director que había escrito el guión, etc., era Baldoni. Es decir, se estaba metiendo y estaba como allegedly presionando para meter sus versiones nuevas dentro de la película. Que esto es lo que está denunciando Justin Baldoni.
And one of the text messages that Blake Lively received from Taylor Swift was, I'll do anything for you, referring to reading and endorsing this script, even though she had not read the script yet, allegedly.
Entonces, lo que queda aquí claro es que Taylor Swift no lo ha leído y que le está diciendo que lo que ella quiera, que son amigas.
So Taylor Swift's team denied any creative involvement and she only licensed one song. Es decir, que solo permitió, dio la licencia a una de sus canciones para la película. And she only saw the film after its release. Solo vio la película después del estreno. So the legal battle has been going on since December 2024. And Lively suing Baldoni for sexual harassment. And Baldoni with a $400 million countersuit against Blake Lively. And the trial, my friends, begin on May the 18th.
Entonces, hasta entonces tendremos que esperar qué pasa.
So with questions like this, is Taylor Swift involved? It depends. Is she taking sides? It depends. Is she part of the legal drama? It depends. If you don't want to say it depends all the time, you can use sentences like, well, this is situational, or it varies. It changes based on circumstances. I also like, it's hard to say without more information. It's hard to say. Es difícil decirlo, ¿no? Y esta expresión me encanta. I love this expression. It's not set in stone. No está hecho en piedra, ¿no? No está hecho en piedra, por lo que se puede cambiar. It's not set in stone. Anyhow, we'll see what happens. We have to wait until May. Thank you for listening. You did a great job today. Don't forget to smile. Give me a huge smile. You can do this. Come on. Thank you for that huge smile. Makes me smile as well. Don't forget to follow me on social media, @lateacher.ingles, @lateacher.ingles, and I'll see you soon. See ya!